Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. Each week, we talk about real life issues that you're facing every day, and how to overcome them in a way that stays true to who you are and who God created you to be. I'm your host, Jamie Kirshner, and I am so excited to be here with you today. Gossip, worthless talk or rumors, especially about personal or private matters of somebody else that is said behind their back. It's talking about someone when you have no power or desire to help fix the situation. But gossip is so enticing. And honestly, it's become very culturally accepted, even among Christians. I would venture to say that the majority of churches today do not talk about gossip because they know they are a part of gossip. But what is so enticing about gossip? The reason why gossip is so enticing is because it makes us feel special and important. Think about that time when you had a friend and they ran over to another friend of yours and they said, "Hey, did you hear about..." And who knows what else I said, but the first thoughts that go through your head are, what is it? What is it? I want to know. We want to know. It makes us feel important. It makes us feel special. It makes us feel like we're in the know. It makes us feel like we're wanted. Like when somebody comes to us with that kind of information, we're like, yes, I want to know. It makes us feel like we fit in. We can use gossip to impress others. Hey, do you know what I know? Gossip makes us feel like we're in control, like we have power. And gossip is contagious. That's why it's so enticing. We all have a natural curiosity and we want to be in the know. We don't like feeling left out of conversations. So when we hear our friend go to our other friend and says, "Hey, did you hear about..." It doesn't even matter what is said afterwards. We instantly have to know what they're talking about. But what's so bad about gossip? If you have been on the receiving end of gossip where what was said was being said about you, you understand all too well what's so bad about gossip. Gossip is actually one of the biggest tactics that the enemy uses to divide Christians. Because it is a sin, and yes, gossip is a sin that a lot of Christians overlook. A lot of times, if I can be honest, we disguise gossip in the form of prayers. So for example, one day you're walking down the hall at school and Sarah walks into the counselor's office, and before the door is closed, you hear her tell the counselor that her dad just left their family. And Sarah is not a friend of yours. She's one of the popular girls, one of the mean girls in school. So what do you do with that information? And a lot of times as Christians, what we would do with that information is we would go to our friends and we would say, "Hey, did you hear about Sarah? Her dad just left her family." Like, can you believe that? We should tell people so that we can pray for her. And the intention is not to actually pray for her. The intention is actually we're using it to gossip about what just happened to her. And when we do things like that, it hurts people. I mean, could you imagine Sarah? She's already hurting. And maybe that's why she's even the mean girl in school, because she had a lot of stuff going on at home that nobody else knew about. And her dad just left. She's already hurting. She's been taking it out on other people as the mean girl. And now we take the information that we just heard, and now we're going to make that situation worse. As Christians, yes, it's good to pray about it. If we don't have the power or even the desire to help fix the situation, it's not our job to be telling other people about the situation. Proverbs 16, 27 and 28 says, "An ungodly person digs up evil, and it is on his or her lips like a burning fire." That is exactly what gossip is. A twisted person sows strife. And a person who gossips separates the best of friends. As Christians, that should not be on our heart at all. When we gossip, when a friend comes to you with information about somebody else, deep down, you can't trust them because who knows if they're saying things about you to other people. And let me tell you, if they're talking to you about other people, they're talking to other people about you. And when trust is broken, there is no relationship. Ladies, when we're a part of gossiping, we are a part of allowing the enemy to do his work in dividing and destroying us. It destroys friendships. It destroys relationships. And in some cases, it can destroy somebody's life and their future. Proverbs 18:8 says the words of a gossiper are like tasty trifles, tasty desserts. It feels so good to be a part of it. However, it then goes on to say that those words that we're using to gossip, they cut deep into the innermost part of the person that we're talking about. If you've ever been a part of somebody gossiping about you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I remember being in middle school and there was this girl and she was the most popular girl in school and she made it her job to just make my life miserable. She would gossip about me. I grew up in a very poor family and the trailer that we lived in was falling apart. She would find the little things about me and make sure that everybody knew. That hurt. Why is it that so many Christians have a hard time with this? Gossip is mysterious and exciting. I don't know about you, but I love a good mystery. Movie, book, it doesn't matter. Just as long as it's clean, I'm good. I love them because I want to know if I can solve the crime before the movie or the book tells me who really did it. It's exciting. It's mysterious. That's that same excitement that we get when it comes to gossip. God has called you to be a light to this world. And if you spend your time and your life tearing people down and talking bad about them behind their backs, how can we truly be the light that God has called us to be? Proverbs 6:16 through 19 talks about seven things that the Lord hates. Did you know that God actually does hate some things? He doesn't hate people, but there are some things that he does hate. And these are the seven things that God hates: arrogance and pride, lying, murder, a heart that makes wicked plans, feet that are quick to run to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, is like rumors, right? And gossip. Does it seem crazy that God would hate gossip as much as he does murder? Why do you think that God is so against gossip? The reason why God is against gossip is because he's against anything that will hurt his kids. He loves you so much. He wants you to live a life of abundance. John 10:10 tells us that. He doesn't want you hating your life. He doesn't want you hurting and broken. He wants to take every part of you and he wants to heal you. When we gossip, when we're tearing other people down, we're hurting his creation. Proverbs 18:21 tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life. It's up to us. We can use our tongue to hurt and to curse, or we can use our tongue to build people up. So I want to talk about two different things that are going to help you with gossip. The first thing I want to talk to you about, practical steps about what you can do if you find that you're the one that's gossiping. And then the next thing I want to give you are practical steps on what you can do if somebody comes to you with gossip. So first, what to do if you are the one that's gossiping. The first thing you got to do is you have to admit if you are talking about people behind their back and it's not encouraging and it's not building them up, it's gossip. Then go to God and ask him to forgive you. God is just waiting for you to come to him. He wants to forgive you. He loves you so much. Next, if your words have caused somebody pain because you were gossiping about them, it is hard. It is not easy. But I encourage you, go to that person. Tell them that you're sorry and ask them for forgiveness. Let them know that you're praying for them and that you're no longer going to be a part of those conversations. The third thing I encourage you to do is think before you speak. And this is huge. I think so many of us, me included, our mouth just goes and then we're like, oh man, why did I just say that? Ask yourself before you say it, does it build this person up or does it tear them down? If they heard what you were saying about them, would it encourage them? Or would it hurt them? And then next, 1 Thessalonians 4:11 The first time I heard this verse, it really stepped on my toes. Paul is speaking by the Holy Spirit, and he tells us to mind our own business. If it doesn't concern us, we shouldn't be passing the information on to others. And then lastly, if you do see something or hear something that could potentially hurt somebody if it was told, I encourage you to pray about that person. Maybe, like we said, Sarah's father left, right? That's not an easy road for her to walk down. So instead of telling your friends about it, go to God and say, God, I know Sarah is really hurting right now. I know that she needs to feel your love more than anything. Lord, I don't even know if she's a Christian, but Lord, I just pray that you just show her your love in a tangible way. Lastly, I want to talk about what do you do if a friend of yours comes to you with gossip? Because that happens. When a friend comes to you with gossip, if you want to stop it in its tracks, it's going to cause you to stand up and be brave. The only way to stop gossip in its tracks is to not give fuel to the fire. Proverbs 26:20 says, where there is no wood, a fire goes out. And where there is no gossiper, strife ceases. So the first thing that you can do is walk away from the conversation. You don't have to be a part of it. When you stand there and you listen to gossip, in invisible words, you've written on your shirt, trash can. Anytime anyone has gossip, they know that they can continue to come back to you with the quote unquote trash. They know that you'll always listen. So I encourage you to take those invisible words off your shirt. You are not a trash can. You are a beautiful, precious child of God. You are a treasure. And in order to do that, you have to do one of these things. Walk away from the conversation, or if you feel brave and bold, instead of walking away, I encourage you to either change the subject and get them on a different track, or what's best is stand up for what's right and challenge your friends to treat others with respect. You can say something along the lines of, hey, if I had that happen to me, I sure wouldn't want others talking about it. I'm sure you all could say the same thing about yourselves. Let's not talk bad about this person. We should be encouraging them and building them up. Psalm 34:13-14 tells us to keep our tongue from evil and our lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. And then this is the part I love. Seek peace and pursue it. In order to seek peace and pursue it, we have to keep our tongue from evil. We need to keep it from gossip. Matthew 5:14-16, God has called you to be a light in this world. And I know I talked about this a little bit earlier, but you are a city that is set on a hill and it cannot be hidden. Then it goes on to say, let your light shine. Be a beacon in this dark world so that others can see you standing strong and then turn around and give their life to the Lord because of the light that you are in this world. This world is dark. I want to challenge you girls. Be the light that God has called you to be in this world. Use your words to build others up, not to tear them down. All right, ladies, I hope that this episode blessed you today. Now, as we say every single week, I want you to repeat after me because so many times we don't understand who it is that God has truly said that we are. So I want you to repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, thank you for joining me for another episode of the Uncommon Teen Podcast. I am so excited to have you all join me each and every week. If you have not yet subscribed to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, I encourage you to go ahead and do so. That will help you remember to get these each and every week. Also, if you will, go ahead and leave a rating and review. Let me know what God is doing in your life through this podcast. That would be such a blessing to me and so many others. And as you rate and review the podcast, that actually gets it out to even more teen girls just like you who need to hear this message. All right, ladies, I hope you have an incredible week and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And He really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you, and I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.